Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. And we missed you. It was weird being gone for a day in the week.
It was.
It's weird. We're happy to be back, everybody. 7:04 on the clock. It's your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
We are having a great start to your Friday out there, everyone.
Uh-huh.
It is, of course, a Black Friday, so we're going to get into some random facts about that.
Cool.
And encourage people to be safe out there. I don't know if we have to worry about that stuff like we used to, as far as, horrible lines and people tackling,
bludgeoning each other. Yeah,
climbing over children to get to a children's toy, ironically. I don't think it's as bad as that.
I don't think
anymore.
It's as bad, no.
But we're going to have some fun with that one. We also got some interesting stuff coming up today regarding the weekend and other great stuff. In this hour, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we're going to make somebody a star of the day.
Yeah.
Our theme song today involves a TV special. So the theme song for a TV special, we'll see if you guys can get that one and win yourself some two Conker mixers and two value baskets from our fantastic friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to all of that. 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour, got a little bit of entertainment news, then and write stories, good stories of the day. All that coming up for you. And then after that, we will wrap up Morning Magazine for the week. We've got a couple of great guests in with us. In part one, we're going to talk to our friends at Family Natural Foods. That means Stephen and Katrina time.
All right.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Gearing up for Small Business Saturday.
Yes, yes, indeed. And after that, the best Christmas ever. Jan and Matt are going to join us. We're going to talk about the best Christmas ever.
Yes.
Looking
Very
forward
nice.
To it.
Yep.
And Seth and I were just talking in our pregame right before we went on. As soon as that wraps up on Wisconsin, we go
right
to the Badgers.
We have 11 o'clock. The pregame starts today because they the heartbreaker that they lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you hadn't caught it, everybody, Wisconsin, of course, is a part of this tournament here, the Battle for Atlantis tournament, and lost to Kansas, number 3-ranked Kansas yesterday, 69-68. Went to overtime.
Yeah.
And I mean, just, if you're a Wisconsin fan, you have to be extremely okay with that result because nobody had them in that game.
That's a tough Kansas team right there.
Yeah.
And they put up one heck of a fight. So, man, this is looking good so far this year for them.
Does mean that we will have Wisconsin right on these airwaves right after us, though, today. So they will be kicking off right at 11 to continue the battle for Atlantis. On our sister station, WIRI, tonight, we've got Assumption Boys Basketball taking on Nakusa as part of the Cranberry Classic. Everybody that attends the Cranberry Classic, have a great time, everybody.
Yeah.
One of my favorite events we do in this area.
Very cool.
Enjoy Assumption High School, all these kids, all these schools, and, of course, the Cranberry Classic. Randy and Don are going to be running that one, so you know it's going to sound good. That's going to be fun. And on Saturday, we've got, of course, Wisconsin's last regular season game of the season as they host Minnesota to take on them for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Yes.
Our pregame starts at 12:30 for that. Keep in mind for that one, we have a little bit of a change up with that with the Sunshine Polka Show. Do you want to tell them about that, Tim?
Yes.
About Seth?
About Tim.
Just thinking about Tim.
Tim,
yeah, I was just thinking about him.
That's right. Well, starting this week, of course, because we have the Badger game at 12:30, that means we're going to move Tim's show to 7 a.m., which is what we've been doing during the season. But we thought, you know what? Why hide such a great show at one time? I think we need to keep this going. So starting this Saturday, it'll be at 7 a.m., but then after that, now that the Badgers' regular season football is done, it'll be also broadcast at noon.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it at both spots, 7 and noon on Saturdays. It's twice a day on Saturday. So if you want to get up with some early morning polka, that's great. If you want to get things right in the middle of the day, it's very cool. We are very excited to be able to do this. So 7 a.m. and 12 p.m. starting next Saturday. It will be the polka show twice a day on Saturdays.
Really excited about that. And couldn't be happier, couldn't be prouder of that. We love that we're going to be able to do that. Keep in mind that we will have Over the Back Fence this Saturday.
Yep.
Join Seth for that. And some original programming from 12 to 12:30.
Just original programming. I like how we call it that.
That's great. That's so good.
Also, I do want to tease one thing. Tune in to Over the Back Fence this week because our friends from Gray Service are giving away an oil change.
Ah, yes.
We want everyone to know about that as well. That's going to be very cool. So Tune in tomorrow from 11 to noon over the back fence. Like James said, I'll be taking over for that and get a chance to win a free oil change.
Yeah, very excited. They're very thankful for that. So all that coming up for you. We're looking forward to getting into it all, too, and having a great weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun stuff. How was your Thanksgiving, Seth?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, both my kids were a little under the weather, so we couldn't actually have the meal all together. So we kind of had to split it up, and it was interesting. But we had the meal. We did it. We were able to have, you know, your traditional Thanksgiving. Basically, we had all the same stuff that everyone has for it, and it was good. The food was good and everything, but it was just the format was a little different. That's all.
Yeah. That can make things a little more interesting.
Yes. Well, we'll have a story now, right?
Yeah. Yes, and a whole different reason for a kid's table. Like, yeah. There's a whole different reason for that.
Yes. Yes, kids, you're in a table in that room way over there. No.
Yeah. Yes. just way over there.
Way over there.
Just a little bit farther. A little bit farther. Almost there. Keep going. That's good to hear you guys got to spend, make the most of it, though, and have a good one.
Yes, indeed.
It's great. We had a pretty solid one at my oldest, Bria, came by with her fiance, Matt, over to my folks' house, and we had coffee and pie, and actually Bria made these great croissant-like things that were just amazing.
Sound good.
They were filled with, I believe Matt's aunt makes homemade jelly. Ooh. So they were made with homemade jelly, and they were just incredible. Like one had blackberry in it, and I haven't had a lot of blackberry stuff. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
What I didn't enjoy is, okay, so it's my mom, my dad, my oldest, Bria, and her fiance. How did I end up at the kids' table? Like, they were all sitting at the grown-up table and everything, and somehow my dad got out a kids' table just for me, and
you were the fifth wheel, man.
I guess you're the
fifth wheel. You're just, you know, you're the one, the odd man out.
I got to say, one of the wildest things is to sit back and watch your daughter, you know, one of your kids, especially when they're adults, or you know, she's 26 now and everything, watching her interact with my parents and them all interacting together. My dad, I've mentioned before on the air, huge card collector, loves baseball, football, basketball, hockey cards, all that. My mom, there's a moment where she gets a little embarrassed. And because my dad pulls out his cards, and she's like, "Oh, Jim, don't do that to them." And he pulled them up because Matt collects cards as well.
Oh, wow!
And so they were sharing cards. They were showing them everything.
That's
so
awesome.
They were doing that, and Bria and my mom were talking recipes and all these things. And I'm just, again, I'm a fly on the wall. I'm a fifth wheel. Story of my life, really.
Anyone want to talk acting? Anyone?
please. It was fantastic.
That's great.
I was blown away by how much it meant to me. I knew it would mean something. I didn't know until in the moment how much it would genuinely mean. It was really fun, really cool, and I appreciate them coming by. And we really hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You enjoyed yourselves, enjoyed your family, made it back safe home if you're, you know,
if you're traveling
home.
Yep.
If you're traveling today, be safe out there. Be
Please.
Careful. At least you got some decent weather going for you when it comes to that.
No, it's getting, wow. How about these last couple of days?
Yeah,
lovely
yeah.
days. Oh, man.
I want to talk a little bit about our schedule this weekend, Seth.
Yes.
As we mentioned, Saturday, we got that covered.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, join us for all these great original shows that we have under Civic Media's umbrella for all of our stuff that we have throughout the weekend.
Yep.
As certainly our original stuff, right, built out of here out of WFHR.
Yep.
But, you know, all of our great stuff. Speaking of stuff built right here this weekend, we want you to encourage you to check out Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Check it every Sunday, 6 to 8. What is your theme this week, my man?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because of the short week, you know, I had my theme picked out and everything, and I was really like, I'm not going to have enough time. I'm not going to have enough time because of the holiday. So I decided, I'll save that one for next week.
Uh-huh.
For this week, I decided, well, what's a show I've done that would fit this week? And I was like, oh, well, that's a no-brainer. Money. So I'm going to replay my show about money songs. That's what's
Perfect.
Happening on Sunday.
Perfect.
So.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. I like that. Fantastic. Looking forward to that. And then join us for Director's Cut,
yeah.
which will be on right after 8 to 9 every mm-hmm. Sunday. Be sure to spread the word about the show, not only because we encourage you to check it out, but also because we want all artists, calling all artists, singers, dancers, magicians, all-ers. If you're a singer, a dancer, a painter, I don't care. If you have an in your title,
yes.
we want to hear from you.
We do.
we actually have a really cool thing here where we basically have an open stage, mm-hmm. and we just need, you know, you to fill it. That's all. We know this area is filled with a ton of good artists, mm-hmm. and a ton of great singers and musicians and painters and photographers and writers. We've had a handful on already.
Yes, we have.
We've gotten great feedback, or I should say. I've gotten great feedback on the show from people that don't have to be nice to me.
Yeah, okay.
So that always is nice.
Now, you know, they're pretty honest then, right?
It usually helps. It usually does help a little bit. But I really do appreciate the feedback we've already gotten. But mm-hmm. we know the show is going to get bigger and can get bigger. And we do that with all of you out there. And please, we encourage you, again, spread the word. Let everybody know. And they can email either Seth or I, James or Seth at WFHR.com.
Yeah.
And go ahead and get us your information. We'll get you on the air with us. We'll mm-hmm. get you on a show. It'll be fun. And we're looking forward to this Sunday. Seth and I are going to be dissecting the topic of how long should a show last?
How long is too long?
Yeah, with the wrap-up of The Walking Dead, it's a really interesting time because The Walking Dead is one of these better examples of should they have gotten out early when their ratings were really high, or where they ended up, you know, where they took care of a bit of the core fan base, but what was left of the fan base. Talking about that. You have things like that going on, while you have also some of the longest running shows in history going on.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of getting into that,
yeah.
along with also going into what's new on your big screen, what's new on you know, in theater, and plenty of other things are in the area. Looking mm-hmm. forward to that. Join us for Director's Cut this Sunday from 8 to 9, right after Seth Faces Music, 6 to 8, right here at WFHR. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into our National Day of Calendar and have some more fun right here at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Be sure to stick around because at 8 o'clock they're going to join us live and direct. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Now time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this November 25th, 2022. And we start off with it being Blaze Day.
Huh?
B-L-A-S-E Day, Blaze Day.
Okay.
On this day, we have permission to be it's blasé.
Oh, is it blasé?
It's blasé.
Is that?
I knew that didn't make sense.
The apostrophe is weird. Okay,
thank you, Seth.
That kind of threw me too, yeah.
Like, nobody's surprised when I mess this stuff up, but if you're not getting it, then that says something, okay? Because you're the intelligent one. You're the blasé day.
There you go.
We have permission to be blasé towards just about anything. Unimpressed by pumpkin spice and everything. It's okay to be blasé. Oh, is that all you've got? Is that the only spices in there? Heard the same pop song for the fourth time in a row. Is that really all the hits you can come up with, pop star? Can't you come up with more? Whether it's that 20-page Christmas letter your mom's constant picture taking, or the fifth night of leftover pizza, you can be blasé.
Nice. I love that. How come we always want to do that with an English accent?
Yes.
Be blasé. Oh, yeah.
Nah. So blasé. Yes.
I love it.
It is I don't really know if I'm ever blasé about things, but I do. It is a fun word to say.
Yeah.
It is a very fun word to say.
It
so
is.
You have me there.
Well, this is the day made for meh, you know.
Yes, yes.
It's meh day, basically.
Those situations in life where the only correct response is eh. Like, there's no word. It's just a sound your body makes. Eh.
Yeah, it's made up stuff. There's actually nothing for it. You're right.
Yeah, like that.
Non-committal sounds.
Or,
yeah.
Marge Simpson, basically.
Like, it's just oh, I hadn't thought about it, but that's the perfect one. Yes.
Leave a tomato tied into the Simpsons.
Of course you would.
National Day of Listening. Our favorite day of the year.
It is, considering the business we're in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listening, very important to what we do. Extremely important. It really is, though.
Yeah,
because certainly, obviously, we joke because we're in talk radio, it is. But really, I have found that the greatest thing that you... everybody that I look up to in this industry, everybody I've learned from in this industry, every single one of them, very good listeners.
Uh-huh.
That is the thing that they all have in common.
Yep.
That and they get annoyed by people. No, they again, it's one of those things where you can't do this job and explain to people how to do the job if they're not good at that already.
Exactly.
And I will say that I think people can learn to do anything in life. That is one of the ones that's harder to learn to do, I think, if you've never done it. Because it's such a simple kind of like thing that you know, you don't really think much about. Okay, I'm going to listen right now. I'm going to tune in. But sometimes we focus.
Yeah, right.
But for the most part, we're just listening.
Yep. There you go. Very good.
But there's plenty of good reasons and plenty of good things for that. And a good day to be a good listener. Mm-hmm. And a good, I always think of your ears are right next to your shoulders for a reason.
like that one.
You're being a good listener is often, it's rarely about, okay, this person wants me to solve all their problems.
No.
Or this person, they just want you to listen and be a supporter.
Exactly.
Your shoulders are right next to your ears. They designed it that way so that you would know that, hey, you're just supposed to be a shoulder right now.
You know, your life, my life, got a lot better when I realized that a lot of people, they just want to talk. They don't want you to jump in and solve their problems. They just want to talk about it, and that's okay. Makes it a lot easier, too. Makes things a lot simpler.
A heck of a lot easier.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I can barely solve my problems.
Exactly.
I can
barely...
don't need to be working on other people.
I've got my own backyard
that's a little unkept.
I'll listen, but I'm not going to – I can't help you from a lot of things.
I can tell you what not to do.
Yeah.
I can tell you... It's
the Walking Bad example. Yeah,
yes.
Don't do this.
Your welcome giving day. This is also a good one. Every year, people avidly look forward to that most delicious of holidays, Thanksgiving, with juicy turkey, succulent ham, and all that. Of course, after Thanksgiving comes another day that reminds us that we not only should be thankful for what we receive, we should also be gracious when being thanked for those that we have given to. Your welcoming day comes on the day after Thanksgiving and teaches us humility to pair with the lessons of gratitude from the former day.
I like that.
I do too.
That's a really good idea. I like it. It's a great idea.
It took me a long time to learn. That I used to think that I was always doing the classy thing, the right thing by people, by not asking for things, by not letting people do things for me.
Mm-hmm.
When one of my favorite things in the world is to do things for other people.
Yeah.
And it took me way too late into life to realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm taking that from others.
Exactly.
I don't like it when people do that to me. I don't like it when people don't give me an opportunity to do something nice.
Yep.
I got to do that for others. And so, you know, in a weird about way, the only way I was able to ask for help or let you know, give into that kind of thing was because I care about other people.
Well,
You know, if you got to con yourself, I guess, on this one a little bit, that works. But, you know, you have to have that balance in life.
Well, being a gracious giver means also being a gracious receiver, because it's exactly what you just said, because other people like that too. And they want to do things for people. And being an accepting person on that, man, that does a lot. I'm thinking of the song from Moana that The Rock sings.
Oh, I don't know
welcome.
That one.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard a little of that.
You probably heard that
one. I heard a little
of it.
Yeah, yeah. Is he a good singer? Can he sing?
He did all right.
Okay.
I don't think
okay.
he's a singer per se.
But he did okay.
For that one, he did a pretty good job with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right on.
I'll give him credit for it.
That works. It is Sinky Day. Sinky Day.
Sinky Day.
Oh, dear. What is this? Let's face it, when you're in a home after Thanksgiving, the kitchen is all too often no plates, no tables, no service. That's why I always eat over the sink on Black Friday. Why make more? It's the day after Thanksgiving, and the kitchen is an absolute wreck, covered from end to end with dinner and leftovers and all that. What does that mean? It's time to eat over the sink. That's how the concept of a sinky was born. People who dine over the kitchen sink to save themselves the stress of cleaning, otherwise known as bachelor life.
Oh, you're not wrong.
I remember my first apartment, I had like three plates. Like four forks.
That's all you needed.
Like,
man.
Yeah, that's it. It was just me living there. But I would still have times where I had dirty dishes and ate over the sink or something. Yes.
Although I have a quibble with the name though. Sinky.
Yeah.
I would just eat over the sink day. I think would be better. It's more. Otherwise, it's like, huh? What? We were both very confused by that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Black Friday as well. We'll get into that after your news today, Seth.
Yep.
Seth is filling in for Melissa's news today.
That's right.
So we'll get into that a little bit later. It is National Flossing Day. That's a good one.
Well, always a good reminder to floss so you don't have to lie to the dentist next time you go there.
But we will. Why do we, even good people that do take care of their teeth, we lie to the dentist. Of all
know.
The people to lie to.
They know.
In 5 seconds, he's going to know you're lying. Like, but we continue to do it.
They will know. It's like, they must get really, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm looking at your teeth right now.
I can see him. I can see that you have not flossed. It's also Shopping Reminder Day, Christmas, that most wonderful time of the year, filled with gifts, festivities, and a whole host of ads and promotions constantly bombarding you about it.
Yeah.
It's no doubt that Christmas has become commercialized, and indeed one may be a loss for words that there's a holiday to remind you to shop when everyone is busy with as well shopping. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what Shopping Reminder is all about. Just reminding us that we need to shop.
That's a weird one. That really is strange.
I think this is the first time in a while I've said this. I don't think I like this one. It feels like there's already a lot of pressure for gift buying.
It is. You're right.
And we haven't even gotten into December, and you got people that are stressing over it and everything.
Yeah.
We don't need another reminder that, hey, it's right around the corner. Christmas is a month away today. Okay, all right, calm down. I got it, all right. I'll buy some stuff. Jeez, get on my back. International Systems Engineer Day. It's a good one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. Without them, man, we'd be in trouble.
System engineers make enormous contributions to the world as we know it every single day, allowing us to live the increasingly comfortable lives we are all accustomed to, and neither our personal nor our professional lives would be the same without them. System engineers work on numerous complex projects, spacecraft designs, computer chip design, robotics, software integration, bridge building. I mean, we can keep going, everybody.
Yeah. You name it, yep.
One of the more fascinating jobs there is.
I know that for James and me, without our wonderful engineer Chuck here, we'd be sunk. We would be done.
I could not begin to tell you all. Not even my 20 years in radio. Just yep. taking the last 9 years I've been here back here at WFHR, whatever, uh-huh. 8, 9 years, whatever yep. it's been. I literally could not count how many times I've reached out to Chuck. Chuck, hey Chuck, what's this thing doing? Why is this thing yelling at me? Why is this thing? Why is this thing not making noise?
Red flashy lights.
And Chuck's mind and his ability at this stuff is unparalleled.
Yes.
I don't just say he's the best. He is the best at this because of his adaptability, because mm-hmm. of his history, his knowledge, going to school for it, all these different things, literally growing up in the industry.
Yep.
I can make the argument that along with Chuck and other engineers I've known, but probably know Marty more than Chuck, it's his patience with us mm-hmm. and the situation that is so unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with other people in this industry that aren't always like that, mm-hmm. that are stressed, and they make you stressed. And when you're stressed and you talk to somebody like Chuck, that is just a calm, just a calm wave, you know? It calms you, and you get the job done.
And it gets done.
This job is all about getting, every second counts. And not wasting time. Chuck is able to balance that of being patient, taking a breath, while also getting the job done.
Yep. I mean, it just happened the other day with our sister station going off the air, and he went out there, he found the problem, and fixed it. And some of the puzzles that he has to go through to fix some of the stuff is really amazing.
And it's Maze Day. Maze Day is celebrated every year to mark the special role that maize has played in food history.
No kidding.
Maize, which the Europeans came to call corn, has an ancient and interesting history and plays central roles in many, many myths and legends. And anyone who's ever eaten corn on the cob with fresh creamy butter and a pinch of salt knows that corn is a wonderful thing for any holiday, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Corn's great.
Corn is wonderful. You can use it for so many things. Oh, man. I'm going to start calling it Maize, though.
Like Maize better. I do think it's a better name.
It's a cool name, yeah.
With the help of their legends, the natives of America could trace the history of maize to the beginning of time. Mm. Maize was, they believed, the food of the gods that had created the earth, and so it played a central role in many native themes and legends, myths and legends.
Nice.
That's really cool.
That's very cool.
National Parfait Day.
Parfait,
is that right?
Yeah. That is correct.
Parfait. I know I've had parfait.
They're tasty.
Yeah,
they're layered. Good. They're layered desserts, basically. So
you had me at layered desserts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, I am all in on that. And we talked about this yesterday, Mel. You and I. Wednesday.
Yep.
National Buy Nothing Day.
Sure. You don't have to buy anything.
Yeah. This is a good one. This is actually celebrated throughout the world, too. Unlike Thanksgiving, not necessarily celebrated everywhere.
Right.
Black Friday, not necessarily celebrated everywhere. That one is celebrated everywhere, pretty much. That's kind of interesting to me.
If you need milk, buy milk. We're not saying if you need a staple, right?
Yeah. You don't have to be too militant about I refuse to buy gas. You're out of gas. I don't refuse to. It's all right, but you're going to be pushing that thing.
Yep.
And out of all of these, I think the most special one, arguably, is Native American Heritage Day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish to know more about your country? What about the people that lived here before there was the United States of America? Want to take some time to learn all you can about the country before it became what it is today and see the world from a different point of view?
Mm-hmm.
You ever wondered what it was like before the idea of civilization in the modern sense came to be?
Mm-hmm.
Then take some time to learn about the lives of the people that were in the Americas long before the settlers came to discover them.
Mm-hmm.
We are losing so much of our native history. We're losing so many of the elders that carried that history
mm-hmm.
on. It does not just fall on Native American people, Native American communities, reservations to keep this history alive.
Right.
You cannot make up for things that have been done. And there are certain things, though, that you can do, modern people can do, to try to, quote-unquote, make things right or make things better at the very least.
Yeah.
One of the things that we can do is keeping the history alive, every one of us. I don't care what nationality you are.
Mm-hmm.
Taking some pride in Native American history, because if you were born and raised in this country, you should give a damn about that history.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to me not to.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us grow up in school and are taught stuff about Europe
mm-hmm.
because the majority of Americans here have European descent.
Right.
All of this is happening in America here, in this country,
mm-hmm.
and we're born here. So we should probably learn about the land that we were all born and raised on.
I agree.
It doesn't make any sense to me not to. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense to me that you wouldn't be. I get people that aren't interested in history. That's one thing. But if you're interested in history, why would you not be fascinated by Native American history, especially because the majority of us only know a smidgen of things?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody will throw at you like a name or two, and that's it. I'm not looking at names. I want to talk people. I want to talk traditions. I want to talk culture, that kind of stuff. Really learn. Really get your hands in the soil and learn about these people. Learn about this culture. It's fascinating. It's interesting. And it is a part of your culture.
It is.
It genuinely. I'm not saying we're all natives, obviously, or anything like that.
No.
But we're all born and raised here. We should take some pride in it. If you go to another country, what do you do? You go out to Europe. You take a look at the castles. You look at the history there.
The history
and everything.
There, right? Mm-hmm.
We got some of the most beautiful history in the whole world right here on this continent.
Yeah, right here in
learn about it.
Central Wisconsin.
Yes.
I mean, we've got all this. The diversity of different tribes. And I mean, to learn about their cultures and everything, it's amazing. It's just a wealth of great information. So go check it out. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Great stories, too.
There's plenty to do with that that one, and especially spreading the knowledge and spreading the history.
Yep.
Just a quick look at tomorrow, because tomorrow is not only National Cake Day, which is great.
Cake's
awesome. Cake's wonderful. But
I'll give you that one.
Thank you for that one, Seth. I was wondering. National Small Business Saturday tomorrow.
Of course,
shop local. We encourage you to do that. Buy local, shop local. We have so many great local businesses around here.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to check out every single one of them. Even if you can't buy stuff there, say hi, show that you're showing up, that you're making an effort, that you see them, that you recognize them. We lost a lot of places over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Let's keep the ones we got and bring some new ones to the fold.
I got to say that this area, especially Wisconsin Rapids in general, from some of the places I've lived, they're actually really good about this, just in general, about supporting their local businesses. It's nice to see.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Seth is filling in for Melissa today with the news.
Yep.
Shout out to you for that. So we're
going
to go to Seth's news. We'll come back. We got some random facts about Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the big discussion coming up at some point. When do the holidays start?
Oh, boy.
When do the holidays start? We're going to get into that great debate coming up with plenty more here on Mornings at WFHR.
Oh, yeah. It's time to get into WFHR Mornings.
How y'all doing? Hope you're having a good start to your Friday out there, everybody. Hey, made it to the weekend. It's Friday. Nicely done. We're going to have some fun here. Seth and James with you at 7:41 on the clock. I have to get this darn clock fixed. Oh, it's driving me crazy. We got some fun stuff to get into. It is Black Friday, of course. And, you know, while this day is a kind of become a little bit less meaningful, it doesn't really hit where it used to and everything.
Right.
I did think it'd be kind of fun to go over some weird random facts about Black Friday.
Let's do it.
Just kind of cover some of the interesting stuff about this. Like, did you know Black Friday used to refer to the stock market crash in the 1800s?
I actually did know. Of course I would know that.
Of course,
yes,
you would.
I actually did know that. It was the crash in, let's say, no, I'm going to really get myself here. It's like, do they actually give the year that it happened in there or not?
Let me see here.
If it's the one I'm thinking
1869.
Of. 1869. That's the one. Yes. Okay. The 1869 one. All right.
When two speculators, Jay Gould and James Fisk, tried to corner the gold market on the New York Stock Exchange, when the government stepped in to correct the distortion by flooding the market with gold, the prices plummeted and many investors lost sizable fortunes.
And it just crashed everything. Yeah. So they've been doing it a long time.
It's crazy to think of that.
Yep.
It's really interesting. Santa Claus parades were Black Friday predecessors.
Huh.
For many Americans, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has become part of their holiday ritual. But the event actually was inspired from the U.S.'s neighbors in the north. Canada's department store, Eaton's, held the first Santa Claus parade on December 2nd in 1905.
Wow.
Once Santa appeared at the end of the parade, the signal was that the holiday season and thus the holiday shopping had begun.
Oh.
Of course, consumers were encouraged to buy their presents at Eaton's. Of course.
Of course.
U.S. department stores such as Macy's took inspiration from the parade and started sponsoring similar efforts across the country. Mm-hmm. In 1924, New York saw the first Macy's parade featuring animals from Central Park Zoo and run by the store's employees.
Wow. They couldn't do that anymore.
No.
They don't have enough time. It's too big.
That is really interesting. Imagine, you know, the parades, but with real animals.
Oh, my gosh. That's, oh, wow. That'd be crazy.
I cannot even begin to imagine the horrible things that might could happen or
so,
whatever.
So, Black Friday, we can blame on Canada. Thanks, Canada.
Thanks, Canada. Blame Canada.
I knew you were going to get
blame
there.
Blame Canada. Oh. The date of Thanksgiving was indirectly determined by holiday shoppers.
Oh.
From the mid-19th century to the early 20th century, in a custom started by U.S. President Abraham Lincoln, the president would declare a day of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. On this last Thursday in November, this could either fall on the fourth or fifth Thursday in the month. But in 1939, a funny thing happened. The last Thursday happened to be the last day in November. Retailers worried about the shortened holiday shopping season petitioned then President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to declare the holiday a week earlier, which he did. For the next 3 years, Thanksgiving was known as Franksgiving and celebrated on different days in different parts of the country.
Ooh, how about that?
Finally, at the end of 1941, a joint resolution from Congress cleared up the matter. From then on, Thanksgiving would be celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November, guaranteeing an extra week of shopping before Christmas.
I did not know any of that. Fascinating.
I love history that we don't know necessarily, and I don't think I knew a lot of that stuff.
I did not.
I have to say, okay, so... This is obviously there's this time, there's this period, this 3 year stretch in our country where we don't know where, you know, part of the country is celebrating Thanksgiving on this day, part of it celebrating it on that day. And we okay, Congress, this is why we put you guys in office. You guys get this done. You make a decision. You get this figured out and everything. And we get it figured out.
Yeah, it worked.
Imagine this happening in 2022.
Oh, good grief. Oh, man.
I don't know what would happen to Thanksgiving in 2032. Okay, in order to make this fair for everybody, Thanksgiving is now on every Thursday of November. Every Thursday is Thanksgiving. Just so we can cover our bases here, because we got to make sure that everybody's okay with this. And
well, look at the whole daylight savings time thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be even worse if you tried to do that with a major holiday
so
like
right.
Thanksgiving. Wow.
It's actually impressive to me the way that this all came to be. It's really interesting. And that's now that kind of stuff is part of the reason why you have good government, why you have good people in office and all that.
Yeah, yep.
That's why you pay attention to who you're voting for and you don't just vote for parties.
That's right.
Friday after Thanksgiving itis. According to Bonnie Taylor Blake, a researcher at the University of North Carolina, Factory Management and Maintenance, a labor market newsletter lays claim to the first use of the term as it relates to the holiday. Oh. In 1951, the circular drew attention to the suspiciously high level of sickness that day. Friday after Thanksgiving, itis, it's a disease second only to the bubonic plague and its effects. At least that's the feeling of those who have to get production out of the Black Friday that comes along. The shop may be half empty, but it isn't necessarily because people were sick. People wanted to go shopping.
Exactly. Oh, well, that's funny.
The calling into work. I can't make it in today. Oh, it feels horrible.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, it's almost as that would be an interesting study. Who you know, which day has more days up? People calling in sick, either the day after the Super Bowl. Or the day after Thanksgiving. That would be interesting to me.
That would be.
Yeah.
Black Friday, as we were talking about before, has become an international affair. Canada retailers and many in Mexico celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Let's see here. Black Friday didn't become a national term until the 1990s. They say that it started in Trenton, New Jersey, and kind of spread to Philadelphia and went from there.
Wow.
Some say Black Friday refers to going into the black. Retailers tried to put a positive spin on the black bit of the term by saying it was when retailers became profitable, or as saying goes, went into the black.
Right.
However, there is no evidence to back that claim up. It is true that the holiday sales make up the bulk of consumer spending for the year. Mm-hmm. So that part, you could see a little bit of that there.
Yeah.
Black Friday, of course, became the biggest shopping day of the year back in 2001. However, Black Friday is becoming extinct.
Ooh.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, broke the Black Friday tradition back in 2011 when it opened its stores on Thanksgiving evening. Ever since, retailers have been in a race to catch up, and now 33 million Americans said that they plan to shop immediately well before today. It doesn't matter anymore.
No.
The Black Friday deals aren't nearly what they used to be. My Gmail has just been bombarded in the last 2 days by, hey, Black Friday deals from this, Black Friday deals from this. Businesses that I forgot I even shopped at are still have my email and are sending me stuff and bombarding me things.
I find it very ironic, though. I don't know if you heard on the last story I did there. Now, the Walmart, ironically, who started the whole Thanksgiving thing, closed on Thanksgiving Day now.
Yeah.
They have now gone back to they get their employees of that day off. So
just very interesting.
It is fascinating.
The way it's all come full circle, the way it's kind of like gone. I mean, you go from back to 1924 loosely when a lot of this started, when a lot of this was, okay, we're going to turn this day into the after Thanksgiving into the key day that we're going to get our money out of consumers and all this. And as consumers, okay, that's the day we're going to get our deals. We're going to get our sales. This is how I can get a lot under the tree under Christmas Christmas.
Right.
And as this has evolved and gone, and it went to this extreme at a certain point there where people are climbing over people and,
getting into fights. Yeah.
There were deaths on Black Friday, for God's sake. I mean,
death.
What are we doing as a society? It does seem like maybe we are kind of, I would say almost like a lot of things in society, we're self-correcting it. It wasn't as if, it did take some conglomerates, like you said, Walmart and places like that, putting their foot down. No, we're actually going to, even if they did it for PR reasons, they still
did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the fact that they still did it. Whatever the case, kind of getting to that place now where it's almost, we're not spending as much on Black Friday. So now we have more on Saturday to spend, and stuff like that. And of course, giving to nonprofits and everything, in these next couple of days.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday and everything, yep.
All of that. So it does, maybe it is evening out better. Maybe it is working out better. And maybe we can, going forward, be a little smarter with our money and our time.
I agree.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, get into some more fun. Or that ain't right stuff. Plenty of that coming up. Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Thanks, Jen, for that. They'll be joining us at 8 o'clock. Coming up here, we'll talk with Paul, probably, or maybe Michael will be in. Maybe Paul has the day off.
That'd yeah, we'll nice. See. Who knows?
It'd be nice for Paul if he had the day off. We'll find out together. We're also going to kick off the 8 o'clock hour with When Do the Holidays Start?
The debate rages on.
Yes, we've got that great debate to come up. We'll get into that, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We're going to play a theme music from a famous TV special. Now, we growing up on our TV specials, the Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th of July specials and all that. So we'll see if you guys, how your knowledge is with that and see if you how badly you want that free Culver's.
Yeah.
But right now, figgy pudding. You can't have any pudding until you finish your meat. Oh, boy. Here's a phrase you've probably said and sung, but you can't tell me what it is. What's figgy pudding?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is not what most Americans think of as pudding. It's a classic holiday cake made with four dried fruit and suet, S-U-E-T, or hardened fat.
That's right.
I thought you might know this one, Seth.
Yes, I did know that one, as a matter of fact.
Did you know that one because of the time you spent over across the pond? Or
No, that was something because I know, I mean, one of my mom's favorite desserts is bread pudding, which is one of those kinds of pudding where it's baked, and which is delicious, by the way. And so I knew that the English pudding, that what they call pudding, is different from what we call pudding. And so I knew that. I didn't know exactly what was in it, but I knew it was that kind of – it wasn't the – you know, the liquidy stuff that we're used to here. Yeah. It's more solid and baked, and you make cut slices of it and kind of that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Most Americans just know it from the song, We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Right.
But now's your chance to see what it's all about, because the makers of Spam are selling their own version this holidays. 'Tis the season. Two packs of Spam figgy pudding and a partridge. Just doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't
sound the same.
Doesn't quite work.
But two packs of Spam figgy pudding are available for a limited time on Amazon for $10 or Walmart.com for a little more. I don't know how much more, but they just say in the article here a little bit more.
I think I'm going to have to do this.
I knew it.
I think I'm going to have to give it a try.
You ever do this where you have little bets in your head, like in your way, like I wonder if they're going to do it or not? You know, yes, I was wondering. Okay,
well, you know me well enough now, my friend, that yes, awesome. That is something that I would do. Yes,
it's not real figgy pudding, but it's much more like a meat forward version. The top ingredient is still pork, so it's figgy pudding flavored, but it's not the actual dessert.
Because it's Spam. I mean, it's not the regular.
The last holiday flavor Spam came up with was surprisingly popular. Back in 2019, their pumpkin spice version sold out instantly. I don't know how many of those were white elephant gifts or just...
Yeah, I think that might have been part of it. It'll be interesting to see the comparison with this one.
Well, I'll say this. Growing up, one of the neighborhoods we lived in, there was a Hawaiian family that lived near us. And we didn't get to know them that well, but learned a handful of things from them over the years. Just good, really good people. They, over there, happen to love Spam.
They do.
And really love Spam. And I did not know up until that point that people... There's almost I don't want to say it's everybody's like this, but it seems like you either love it or you got no interest in it.
It's
like
very
there's
close.
There's not a lot of gray areas, not a lot of in between.
It's very close. When we went to Hawaii last year, every restaurant, and I mean every restaurant, had at least one Spam dish.
Oh, really? So it's not just a stereotype, right? They really do.
They do special flavors of Spam to Hawaii only.
Wow.
Because it's so popular over there. It's crazy, man. Mm.
This is, it sounds great. Again, if you are into this, you're going to love this. You're going to, or at least going to want to try
it. Give it a shot, right? Yeah.
It just, I marvel at how certain foods haven't really had to change that much. Mm-mm. It's not, Spam isn't doing, I mean, everybody wants more profit. So, of course, you're going to look to do that. Mm-hmm. But it isn't as if Spam is hurting. You know, there's certain companies that we think, because we haven't heard about them, like Skechers. They were in the news because Kanye thought he could show up there and they just roll out a red carpet. Well, Skechers is going to love having Yee, or whatever he called himself in the moment. Like, they're going to love to have me. And then they really look at him and they're like, well, first off, you know, we're run by Jewish people. That seems to be a little bit of a catch for you, not us, but for you.
Yeah, right.
But also, we're great. Skechers are great. Skechers are one of the most popular selling shoes in the world.
Yep.
Like, but you wouldn't know necessarily because you don't think about that stuff. Nike, Adidas, Reebok,
yeah, right.
You know, these big ones. Spam is one of the better selling things in the world.
Right.
Like, it's very well sold. Their numbers are just fine.
It's Hormel is the company that creates Spam and markets it and everything. And most people know what Hormel is. It's been around for a long time. But I mean, to your point, though, yes. That's not something we have to worry about.
Not running out of Spam anytime soon.
Spam will be there. It'll always be. In fact, it'll outlast many of us.
I'm pretty sure it will, yes.
If the apocalypse comes or the nuclear winter, Spam will be there.
There will be Keith Richards sitting on a park bench with a bunch of Spam and rats just sitting there. You know, I used to be a rock star.
And some Twinkies and a few Twinkies as
well.
You
got a cig on you, mate. You got a cig. Spam is terrible.
But that's all he's
got
to eat.
That's all he's got. That's all he's got. That. And a broken pair of glasses. This is a little Twilight episode.
Oh, man. I had to tell someone about that episode recently. Never seen it.
Oh, it's classic.
Because of
so good.
Burgess Meredith, first of all. Love Burgess Meredith. But it's a classic episode. So,
it really is. We have a great giveaway going on right now. Seth, tell them about it.
We do, and the time is running out, everybody.
Yeah.
Monday is the last day you can put your name in for the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. That's a game of January 1st between the Packers and the Vikings at Lambeau Field. Get some club tickets for that. So in this weekend,
because
you're going to be out and about anyway, some small business shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Jennings in Rapids, or Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa, or go to all four.
Yeah, yeah.
And register in there. We do ask one registration per person per location. But get it in there. You get a chance to win a $50 gift card from that business and then qualify for the big prize.
Stop by La Taqueria this Wednesday to drop off some more little slips of paper so people get their names on them, put them in there. I just had a moment conversation with them. Big thumbs up. They've been really enjoying having the box there and all the people coming in. Thank you so much for doing that. Buy local, support local, and get yourself a chance to win these tickets, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with plenty more fun here on Mornings at WFHR.